In current news, the League of Nations was established. It was banded together in order to stop any further wars. Thanks to President Wilson, he was able to bring Argentina, Australia, Belgium, Bolivia, Canada, Chile, China, and many, many more in order to complete the goal of preventing further wars. When the 15th Amendment was established, it dealt with the right to vote, but failed to grant women the rights they deserve to vote. But now, the passing of the new 19th Amendment, which was passed August 18th, 1920, no one was denied the right to vote as long as they were American citizens.
There were four presidential candidates: Warren G. Harding, James M. Cox, Eugene V. Debs, and Parley P. Crittenden. Warren G. Harding was a Republican of the political party. James M. Cox was a Democratic. Eugene V. Debs was a socialist, and Parley P. Crittenden was a farmer laborer. Warren G. Harding was the 29th president of the United States, a personable conservative senator from Ohio. Harding won the presidential election of 1920. He had 404 electoral votes. James M. Cox was the 46th and 48th governor of Ohio, a U.S. representative from Ohio, and a Democratic nominee for president of the United States. He had 127 electoral votes. Eugene V. Debs was a socialist, five times a candidate of the Socialist Party of America for President of the United States. Parley P. Crittenden was a member of the Utah House of Representatives and of the Los Angeles, California City Council.
This is brought to you by Coca-Cola. Baseball goes on for the first time when Pittsburgh radio station KDKA broadcasts a game between the Pirates and the Philadelphia Phillies on August 5th. The Philadelphia bats came to life in the first inning with four runs on five hits, and Adams was knocked out of the game. Casey Stengel, the Phillies' colorful outfielder, slugged an impressive solo homer in the second inning off relief pitcher Jack Moyle Watson. Casey connected with the pill and sent it on the line toward the center field fence. The ball struck the wire netting above the wall, but instead of dropping back in the field, it kept on going and broke through the barrier. It was one of the hardest hit balls ever seen in the park. Smith retired the first nine batters he faced. After Max Carey drew a walk in the fourth inning, Billy Southworth delivered the Pirates' first hit, a home run over the right field wall. Stengel doubled off the center field wall in the fifth and scored on Art Fletcher's double, and the Phillies led 6-2 after five innings. Smith struggled in the sixth with two outs. George the Possum, George Cutshaw, Charlie Grimm, and Barbie hit consecutive singles, and two runs came home for the Pirates. Smith walked over to loaded bases, but fan pitch hitter Bill Hitchman to the end. Earl Hamilton, a little southpaw, took the mound for the Pirates and led the Phillies hitless for the three innings. After eight innings, the Philadelphia led 6-4, and Smith needed three more outs to secure Phillies' victory.